just heard I'm Alive by Kacey Chambers on WMFO in Medford from her Bittersweet album.
11:02 in the morning. Mike and Barry here. Barry, I want to thank you so much for coming in and doing this. It was awesome.
Oh, I want to thank you for having me. It's actually been a dream of mine my whole life to actually be in a real radio station and play some music.
Yeah, Tufts has got it going on here, don't they?
Oh, this place is phenomenal. Everything I had hoped it would be.
This is a real radio station.
It really is. Hi, Kirsten.
Good morning. Good morning.
So you're here for something about the women? I'm just guessing.
I am here for something about the women, and how nice to end on that Kacey Chambers song. You know, I saw her live at Sinclair, Barry. Did you see that?
No, I've never seen her.
So she was playing. She tours a lot with her father, and she was explaining to the audience her background, how he packed up the car. Everybody kind of went out into the outback, and as she's describing her childhood out in the outback, this woman next to me is horrified. And as she goes on to like how they would go to this little store every 2 weeks and get provisions, she got more and more horrified. And then she broke into her song, Biggest Backyard in the World. And everybody kind of collectively said, wow, that's cool.
Oh, that is cool. Powerful in that sense, yes. So, yeah, I don't know how I bumped into her, but so glad I did. I have a couple of her albums now. And if I could ever get down to Australia, I should. But she is coming to New York City here soon, so.
Worth the travel.
Yeah, that would be worth the travel.
Yeah. So, Kirsten, what's going on today on Something About the Women?
Well, a lot is going on. I've got Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, who was playing here recently at Toad. Okay. And then Nikki Lane is coming up. So I'm going to play a little bit of Nikki Lane. She's going to be at Sinclair, which is a fun, fun place to go. That'll be March 3rd. But we're starting with Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review. Not the long black veil, but the long black ribbon.
All right. Awesome. So when I push this little red button, everybody, that's going to start. I want to thank you for listening. I'll talk to you again next week at 9 with my special guest, Lisa Bastoni.
I'll be listening.
Excited about that one. All right. Stay tuned, everybody, for Something About the Women with our friend Kirsten. I'm Mike on the mic. Thank you for listening. Huh!
This East Texas town, a long way to go before I lay my body down. It's a long way to Las Cruces for a lonely vagabond. The long black ribbon stretches on. The long black ribbon taking me away and back again. The long black ribbon, a companion. Time passes slowly as the landscape runs away to the silence of the sun's golden rays. Darkness creeps around us, we'll be driving till the dawn. The long the long black ribbon taking me away and back again. The long black ribbon, a companion and a long lost friend. Through the mountains and the rivers and them big city centers, the long black ribbon stretches on.
Let's do it. Remember how you wanted the kitten?
Yep.
I went to the pet store today.
No way.
Yep, I did.
Well, come on, let's go. Well, I want to see
Hang on, keep your collar on.
Huh?
You wanted a girl?
Yeah.
A tabby?
Yep, that's right. Oh, I can't believe you got me a cat. Where is she? Is she out here?
Wait. You didn't let me finish.
Okay.
So I went into the pet store and I looked at the snakes.
Snakes? Oh, bleh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just go over...
Well, I didn't get one. No.
Okay.
No. Then I went and I took a look around, right? Hmm. I looked at the guinea pigs. You know what guinea pigs are, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I looked at the mice,
yep.
Gerbils,
yep.
Parrots,
yep.
Newts,
yep.
Hamsters,
yep.
Kittens.
Yep. Oh, that's it! That's where you stop, because that's what you're gonna get me.
Then the hermit crabs.
Oh, come on!
Can you calm down now?
You've gotten me a kitten, or I'm gonna chew this couch's arms right off! I will.
Oh, you will.
Now tell me, what's going on?
Went to the pet store.
Yeah.
Saw the turtles.
And, oh, come on! What was that?
Well, let me tell you.
Yeah?
You listen?
Yes.
Went to the pet store.
Yes.
There were shelter kittens,
yes.
So I picked one up.
No way! You got me a cat! What does she look like? What does she look like?
So that is my PSA for Pets Need a Home. And we will continue on with the music.
Sinking deep, going down, through the funnel. that we both know the score.
Answers from above, not from above. take me, pierce my heart and make me alone, make me whole. Lover, pull me onto you, my skin and lips belong to you, my love, you're in my blood.
Don't Think Twice is where we're at. So we started out this set with Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review playing The Long Black Ribbon from her album Last to Leave. Last time I saw Vanessa Niemann, who is the front for Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review, she was fronting the Squirrel Knit Zippers. So that was really a special concert. After that was Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, who was also playing locally recently at Atwood's. And that was her song Nail from the album Sidelong, followed by Susan Tedeschi Band. Before the Tedeschi Truckers Band, she played on her own. And so she was singing Looking for Answers from her album Just Won't Burn. So that's a nice, long, slow song. We got a lot of her in there. After that, we followed with Janae Halstead singing Taste Me from her album Edge of the World. I understand she was playing last night, and she plays quite a bit locally. So she is somebody who, if you follow, you can go out and hear on any given night. And then we followed that with yet one more Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review, Don't Think Twice. And we will continue with some Emma Lou Harris.
She had five kids. Could have been dying all the wrong ways. The take is pretty clear to see, honey, it's all the same. Cracks in the windows, broken chairs, no one to blame. Was a time for me to hold on, there was a time for trust, but I'm not just gonna sit here in the dust. Tell me when you think.
Miranda ran like a cat and left L.A. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. She was busted, broken, flat, and had to sell that pussy cat. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. That's the way that it goes. Everybody's buying little baby clothes. That's the way that it ends. Though there was a time when he and I were friends. See the brightest ones of all early in October fall. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. While the dark ones go to bed with good whiskey in their heads. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. Now Billy Joe's back in the tank. You tell Musso, I tell Frank. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. Did he throw her down? Well, did she leave him for that swell? That's the way that it goes, that's the way. That's the way that it goes. Everybody's buying little baby clothes. That's the way. All of us were friends. When you lay me down to rest, leave a pistol in my vest. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. Do you miss my gentle touch? Did I hurt you very much? That's the way that it goes, that's the way.
Golf boat, I If I am in the sky, I would like So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Well, there's just one more of my spiels for adopting a pet. I currently have two foster puppies in my home right now that are just so amusing and wonderful to live with. An animal is the best thing that can happen to a person. So, that set actually started and ended with Emmylou Harris. So we started out with Red Dirt Girl, the title song of her album, Red Dirt Girl, followed by Sarah Watkins, Young in All the Wrong Ways, and that was also for the title song for her album, Young in All the Wrong Ways. She will be coming somewhat locally in April. So April 13th, she will be at the Hanover Theater for Performing Arts in Worcester, so I am looking forward to that. After that was Gillian Welch, The Harrow in the Harvest is the name of the album, and her song was The Way It Goes. And she has nothing upcoming, but if anybody hears of anything, please let me know. She would be great to hear live. Followed was Crooked Still. So Crooked Still is no longer playing together, but Afe O'Donovan is. And she will be playing in March at Sanders Theater. And so that is, we have a couple good shows coming up in March. So that will be one of them, March 17th, Sanders Theater. That was off of the Crooked Still album, High, Hop High. And the song is Last Fair Deal. After that was Nikki Glaser. I believe that's how you say her name. She is a mystery. I looked her up. We couldn't find anything about her. But I really do like this CD a lot. I found it in our drawer here and have been playing it. So that was the song. I did a lot of title songs in that set. Seeking Grace was the title song from her album, Seeking Grace. But if anybody does know anything about her, I would be interested to hear. And then we followed up with Emmylou Harris again. Stumble Onto Grace is the album name, and the song is Little Bird. So let's continue with some more music.
Tell me, baby.
that is just about straight up noon, halfway through Something About the Women. This is Kirsten, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts, and this is Freeform Radio.